God bless you. Amen. We are Amen. Back again. Amen. To talk about the glory of God. Amen. Amen. To the glory of God. Talk about His goodness.
Yeah.
God is good. He shows His goodness in the earth.
Amen.
And He says all the earth is going to be filled with His glory.
Amen.
And that means right here.
Amen.
This piece of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
That the goodness of God is going to be revealed. And right where you are too.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The goodness of God is going to be revealed right where you are. And so we praise God for that. Today, God had us in Mark chapter 4. And then we're also going to jump down to Mark chapter 5.
Amen.
And we're going to read first Mark 4, verse 35. And it says this. It says, "And the same day, when the even was come, He saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side." Then we jump down to chapter 5, verse 1, and it says, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes."
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, the goodness of God is often revealed in His faithfulness. God is faithful. If God said a thing, He'll do the thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Scripture said, "God is not a man that He should lie." It tells us that it's impossible for God to lie.
Yeah.
So if God said something, He's going to do exactly what He said. You know, the angel, when the women came looking for Jesus' body, said, "He's risen just as He said."
Amen.
Right? So, you know, when God says something, He does it just as He said.
Yeah. Amen.
And here in the scripture text, the goodness of God is revealed when Jesus said unto His disciples, "Let us pass over unto the other side." Then they got into a ship, and they encountered a fierce storm. Winds blowing, waves are getting, you know, blowing against them, water getting into the boat. Jesus is sleeping on a pillow in the back of the ship, and the disciples frantically wake Him up. "Master, Master, you know, the storm, don't you care?"
"Yes, don't you care?
We're about to perish." And then Jesus wakes up and He rebukes the storm, and then He rebuked them. He said, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?"
Yes.
The faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He gave them a word.
Yes, amen.
Let's go to the other side. He didn't say it wasn't going to be a storm in between.
Right.
But He did let them know, we get to the other side.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he rebukes them for that. And then the scripture says, and they came over to the other side.
Yes.
How did they come over? Just as He said.
Amen.
So, that's how God is. And that's how we see His goodness. Amen. That if He said something, He's going to do it. If He said it to them, he said, "Look, I'm going to do it." And if He says something to you, says something to me, says something to you, He's going to do exactly what He said, because that's how His goodness is revealed. But there may be a storm or two in between what He said and the receiving of what He said.
Yes, amen.
But a storm can't stop God's goodness.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is wonderful. You know, it's so funny because you're sitting here and you're saying that, you know, God gave them the word.
Amen.
You know, that He said, "Let's go over to the other side."
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. If He said, "Let's go over to the other side," that means that
you're
much going to be on the other side at some point. If He said it, you know, that's what we have to realize, that when God gives us a word, it's like you said, that we need to hold on to that word.
Amen.
Because it's a promise from God, and God is not, you know, lack concerning His promise. And He said He's going to do exactly what He said.
Amen.
You know, so He told the disciples, "Let's go to the other side." And then we see in verse, you know, chapter 5, "And they came over to the other side."
Amen.
And so Jesus fulfilled His word. But you're right. He doesn't tell us the things that happen in between. And I was just reminded of Joseph. Amen. You know, they give Joseph the dream, and your brother's going to be bowed down to you. But he didn't tell Joseph all that other stuff that was going to happen mm-hmm. in between. But Joseph yet had a word that God said that my brother's going to be bowed down to me.
Amen.
You know, and God fulfilled those things, you know,
Amen.
At the end. So that's the thing that we need to hold on to, that God gives us a promise. He gives us his word, that word is going to come to pass.
Yes.
There may be a storm in between. There may be some people that try to upset you a little bit. But whatever God spoke is going to come to pass.
That's right.
God is faithful in his word.
Amen. Amen. And we can take it with us and know that he's going to do it.
Yes.
And, you know, there's some promises. If, you know, if you've been walking with God long enough, there's some promises that he's made that you've been waiting on for a long time.
Yes, Jesus.
But don't give up on him.
Amen.
Amen. Because God is still going to do it. He's not going to say something and then not do the thing that he said. And, you know, it could be all kinds of delays. Like here was a storm trying to keep them from getting to the other side. It could be delays. It could be some other things. It could, sometimes, you know, it's just a matter of his timing. Or sometimes we get in the way. You know, and we delay it ourselves. So whatever it is, but God is faithful to it. Because that's how, again, that we say that he shows his goodness towards us. Because he says something and we can rely on it. We can depend on it. We can trust in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads us now to a place of real faith. And that's why Jesus said to his disciples, he said, well, how is it that ye have no faith?
Right.
What do you mean? And he said, how is it? You know, why do you say how is it? Because I told you.
Right. I told you. Why didn't you believe me?
Right. I told you. Let's go to the other side. Let us. That means me and all
right.
You jokers. Let's go to the other side.
Right.
And so he says, how is it that you have no faith? But see, that's also for us, as we read the word of God, you know, that by his stripes we are healed, or that he supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory, or God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, right? If he gave us that word, how is it then we think we're going to be sick, we're going to be broke,
yes.
and we're going to lose
Amen.
Our mind?
Amen.
See, he gave us a word.
Yes.
So how is it that we are so little faith?
Yes.
And so the same thing is said to us, you know, in our various places with God, though we're not all in the same place with him. And, you know, but he's given us a word.
Amen.
You know, the people that make phones and apps, or like, there's an app for that, but there's a word for that. Whatever it is that we're going through, there's a word for that.
Yes.
And if we lay hold of that word for that, now we got something to hold on to through the storm, through the delay, through the drought, whatever the case may be, the famine.
Exactly.
We can and we can still see the goodness of God, because he's going to keep his promise whether the storm is blowing or whether it's a calm sea.
Yes.
He's going to keep his promise.
Yes.
Right?
God's word doesn't falter.
No.
Amen.
That's what I like with Samuel. I think it was I think it was Joshua at the end of you know, his time of leading the people, where he said, not one word of God has fallen to the ground.
That's it. Yeah. Amen.
You know what I mean? In other words, none. God's word don't fall to the ground.
That's right.
That word gets fulfilled, right?
Amen.
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. That word gets fulfilled.
That's
it don't
right.
fall to the ground. It doesn't get, you know, God does what he says he's going to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Amen.
But we just got to hold on and believe it.
Amen. And as the word says, every promise of God is yea and amen.
Amen.
I mean, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. And we if we faint not, that's what the word says.
Yes.
If God spoke it, it's going to happen.
Amen.
We'll get what he said if we do not give up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing, you know, with thinking about how long Abraham. We can never complain about how long. Because for most of us, I'm pretty sure it hasn't been 25 years.
Mm.
It might be close to it, but it hasn't been 25 years. But
I'm waiting. Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but God spoke it and it happened. And that's the thing. We see it all throughout his word. God spoke the thing and it happened. So it doesn't matter when he spoke it to you. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it.
That's right.
We just need to wait for it. And it doesn't matter, you know, how long or anything that comes up in between. And sometimes it's us, like he said. Sometimes we delay God's promises because we don't do what he says for us to do. You know, we go this way when he said go that way, and then we expect him to fulfill his promise when his promise is over here and we over there.
Right.
So sometimes we delay it. So we get in line with God, know his word. God said it, it'll happen. You bring it to pass. Amen.
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 And you know, you're talking about the waiting, and you know, that's a challenge for many of us.
Yeah.
But we live in such a society that is based on the instant.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I remember when, you know, I was a kid. You know, my mom used to make, you know, like farina or oatmeal or whatever. It wasn't instant.
No.
And you know, sometimes, man, you know,
sometimes.
Yeah, but that didn't have lumps in it. Yeah, it, you know, oatmeal with lumps in it is like, I don't know what it is about the lumps, but it's like, it's not good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, there's no lumps in oatmeal because it's like instant oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
We got instant oatmeal. We got instant this, instant that. You know, we can't even get out of our car to get the food that's gonna make us fat. We sit in our car and supersize stuff, right? Because it's fast. I mean, we got, you know, all the phones and the email and the instant messaging. Everything's quick. And I think some of that getting used to having things quickly sometimes spills over into our walk with God.
Amen.
And we think that, okay, if he says something, that's supposed to happen. Well, and we forget about Joseph and the years he had to wait for the word to come to pass. And we forget about Abram. Than Abraham, who, you know, took years before the word came to pass. You know, we forget some of these things, you know. But, you know, when God told Paul, you know, that, you know, you're going to preach the word in Rome.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go through some things.
Yeah.
And how did he get to Rome? Well, yeah, he was arrested.
Beaten.
He's arrested and brought to Rome.
Yeah.
Right? God didn't tell him just exactly how. But if God says he's going to do it, right, you know, but we have to stay there and we have to believe and we have to know that he's faithful to his word.
Amen.
Right? God exalts his word above his name, so he's not going to go back and turn his back on his word.
Amen.
He's going to do what he says. And again, that's how he shows his goodness unto us, because there's something good about someone, even in the natural people we know, people we deal with on a regular basis, it's something good, and it's something so, I don't even know the words to describe, but maybe sort of like safe, and there's something reassuring, I guess, of dealing with someone who you know their word is true.
They're going to keep their word.
You know what I mean? It's something about that.
Yeah.
When you have someone who you know, I can trust him, I can trust her, that she keeps her word. And if something's going on, she's going to let me know at the appropriate time. He's going to let me know. And he's going to... There's just something about that.
Yeah.
It's so reassuring. That's what we have in God with everything.
Always. Because even with the people, every now and then they might
let
you down.
That's right.
But God will never let you down. I mean, just, you know, he's spoken some things to you. He said your family going to be saved. Your children going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
You know. He's going to do this for your ministry. Whatever God has spoken to you, he's going to deliver you. He's going to open up the windows of heaven. Whatever he's spoken to you, God is going to do it.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm holding on to that for myself.
That's right.
That's
and I think we all have to hold on to it.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. In our various places with God.
Yeah.
But we're not all occupying the same place on our journey. But we all serve and are walking with the same God.
Amen.
And, you know, the God of the Bible, the Jesus of the Bible, the one who said a thing and did a thing, right, is the same one that we are in relationship with today.
Yes. Amen.
You know, I love what he said to Martha. You know, he said, you know, I'm going to raise up Lazarus, you know. Right?
Yeah.
Believest thou this?
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's what he wants to know. Believest thou this? If I say I'm going to do something, do you believe it?
Just a matter of us believing
it. Yeah. And that, it's said in simplicity, but we know it's not easy.
Amen.
Right? We say it's just a matter of believing. Because, see, the storm's going to challenge our belief.
Yeah.
The clock and the calendar is going to challenge our belief. People are going to challenge our belief. You know what I mean? Finances and different things, right? Life,
man, life comes.
Is going to challenge our belief. But that's where the faith has to be evident, right? The just shall live by faith. We have to continue to do it.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, then it's of a surety that the promise is not going to come back.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
But we don't want to fall off from believing. So listen, if Jesus, in his own way, whatever he might have said to you, to me, to someone out there, let us pass over to the other side. If he made some kind of promise that he's going to take you from here to there, that he's going to take your loved one from here to there, right, out of darkness into his marvelous light, if he's going to take, you know, your business from here to there, right, whatever it is, he's going to do it. You may be going through a storm now, but don't panic and question his love for you. And whether he cares for you. Right?
Amen.
The Bible says, cast your cares upon him, for he cares
for
you. So that's a settled issue. So we don't have to ask, right?
Right.
Do you care? That's a settled issue already.
Yes.
Amen. He went to the cross, he showed he cares. So that's a settled issue.
That's not the question.
Right. The only question is, believe it thou this.
That's it.
Are you going to believe it? And we need to encourage each other in our faith, because as we go through, you know, those challenges to our faith sometimes are, they can knock us for a loop.
Oh, yeah.
They can knock us for a loop.
Just like they did with the disciples.
Yes. And we just have to have a made up mind to say, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe
God.
But if we're going to be challenged, expect the challenge, but also expect God to keep his word.
Amen.
And so we read the scripture together. Amen. And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And then chapter 5 verse 1 says, and they came over unto the other side. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Storm in between, but they came over.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Some doubt and some fear in between, but they came over.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because that's how God shows us his goodness. Through his faithfulness to his word.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the name. Amen. We're going to get up out of here. Amen. Good to be back. Glad to be in the service. You know that song? Say, glad to be in the service. How'd it go?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said you knew it.
I did.
Then sing it. Amen. One of these days.
Glad to be in the service one more time.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. We are glad to be back in his service.
Amen.
And we are really excited for what he's doing in your life. Know that if he said the thing, he's going to do it.
Yes.
Amen. So just
yes.
believe him and he'll bring you to the other side. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Until next time, you be encouraged. And remember, God loves you. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is God, though.
Yes, he is.
That's right.
Jesus loves you. God
Amen.
Loves you.
Amen. And his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen. Shown in his eyes.